I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy and windy, 68 degrees, KSL's top story. Salt Lake City's homeless resource centers are getting high marks from state auditors. But a new report says there's more they can do to keep drugs and weapons out of these facilities. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Generally, the report was quite good. Utah Legislative Deputy Auditor General Brian Dean says they used the same test that they ran in 2018.
We also see an improvement of the security, the cleanliness, and the safety.
Dean also says there's no way to ever completely rid the resource centers of crime and drugs, but they recommend the shelters consider using more canine units to keep the drugs out. And they say center operators need to do a better job reporting when someone breaks the rules. Dean says operators are allowed to use discretion when contraband is found, but
we see that discretion is the rule more than the exception.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
After two more deaths on Utah Lake, local officials are once again urging people to stay safe in the water. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says strong wind can create devastating waves on Utah Lake.
A big reason for that is because of how shallow the lake itself is. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says you need to be aware of the conditions before venturing out and then stay alert the entire time you're on the water. He says cloudy skies and wind gusts should be an automatic sign to return to shore immediately.
The two men found lifeless on Sunday did have life jackets on. We now know the name of the man who died in the Bountiful house fire last Friday. 61-year-old Scott Moore was in the house at 1925 East Maple Hollow Way on Friday when it caught fire. Police have released no further details on their investigation, but they say the fire was not suspicious. President Biden is putting pressure on Israel to end the violence in Gaza. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president is pressuring Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas and save lives. Democrats and Republicans are pressuring the president on the latest rocket war. Many, including Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, insist Israel and Hamas are both to blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
The president today urging Netanyahu to make peace. Gas prices have hit their highest levels in 6 years. AAA reports the national average for price of gas is just over $3. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports the surge in demand for gas is blamed on a cyber attack that is still causing gas shortages on the East Coast.
83% of stations in the nation's capital still without gas. We found Rita Gunther near one of them, her car out of gas on the side of the road.
So how long have you been stuck here?
Since Friday night.
Schulze reporting that Colonial Pipeline is responsible for supplying 45% of the East Coast fuel. It is up and running, but progress is slow. Mixed reaction to changing mask guidelines on the state and federal level. Governor Cuomo announcing today that the Empire State will end mask mandates and adopt the looser CDC recommendations for the fully vaccinated. This New Yorker, Julie Sorrentino, doesn't sound ready for the change.
I feel comfortable, which is sort of not my personality, but I'm thinking, do all these people really have their vaccines?
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A South Carolina school bus driver is being credited for keeping his cool during an armed hijacking earlier this month. An Army trainee used a rifle to hijack the school bus, but the driver helped all 18 kids on board to walk away safely. Kenneth Corbin, tells ABC News all of the kids were asking the hijacker questions, and that eventually got him to let everyone off.
In the end, I think we only rode about 4 miles, and he just got frustrated with the questions and just told me to stop the bus and just get off. All y'all get off. That was about it.
Yeah, he couldn't take it. The suspect is facing 19 counts of kidnapping in addition to other charges. More details announced today for Ohio's Vax-a-Million program. Ohio Lottery Director Pat McDonald says any resident over 18 can win one of the $5 million prizes, but there are incentives for teens, too.
Our youth, ages 12 to 17, will have a chance to win a four-year full-ride scholarship, including room and board, tuition, and books to any Ohio State college or university.
Vaccinated Ohio residents have to register for the sweepstakes online or by phone. Maybe work at these Utah companies and it won't kill you. A new list from Inc. magazine puts 10 Wasatch Front companies on the list of best places to work. Three companies from Utah's Silicon Slopes made the list: Lehigh-based Podium, Lehigh-based MX, and Draper-based Divi. 400 companies were recognized. The magazine looked at benefits, including flexible hours, paid parental leave, unlimited time off, and retirement matching. KSL News Time, 4:36. Ricky Meese is here with a look at traffic, emergency traffic. Yes, Ricky?
It is emergency traffic, and we have it in a few spots. One is a multiple vehicle crash with injuries northbound I-15 at 6 North. Left lane's blocked, causing stop-and-go delays back to 2100 South. Then on the east side of the valley, we have a crash on southbound Foothill Drive at Stringham Avenue. Now, this is as you're approaching the I-80 junction. It is blocking traffic, and the problem is, with even just one right lane blocked, we are seeing big backups almost to Sunnyside Avenue on Foothill. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, we're going to talk about foreign accents. Not like Southern accents like Ricky once had, but foreign accents. My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay here.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.